Now, everybody look up this way. I got a great children's story for you. Okay, tonight, give me your eyes. Everybody see your eyes. All right, I know you're listening. If you listen good, it'll ring pop for you afterwards tonight. You can pick out whatever color you want. I'll just pitch them on the floor. You can pick them up. Pick out the one you like. Just don't step on them, okay, if you would, please. Tonight, kind of a sad story for us to learn. It's a real good lesson. And it ties in with the Bible lesson for the parents. It's about friendships. It's about how to deal with other people, relationships. So, many years ago, Paul and Barnabas traveled together. Can you name me the two people that travel with Paul, other missionaries that travel with Paul? Paul and Zach?
Silas.
Paul and Silas. What was the other one? Paul and Barnabas. Okay. Who was first? Tommy? Barnabas was first. You're exactly right. Does anybody remember why Barnabas got replaced by Silas? Okay, let me tell you the story. That's a children's story tonight. And it's a story for adults too. Paul and Barnabas, they traveled the world preaching the gospel, and Barnabas had a young nephew named John Mark. He'd travel with them. And then they could hear talk that they didn't like what Paul was preaching. The Jews didn't say it. They'd see the Jews off the distance kind of mumbling and complaining, and we gotta get rid of him. We gotta stone him. And I think John Mark maybe heard that stoning thing and said, well, that's not good. And it got worse. It got worse. And each town they'd go in, the Jewish people be waiting for them, be mad at them, throw them out. And so, you know, he said, well, it's in Acts chapter 15. He says, I think I'm going to go home. I don't want to get stoned. And it's getting a little bit, people getting really upset. I think I'm going to go home. I'm scared. So he left Paul and Barnabas. And I'm sure Paul and Barnabas says, what are you going for? It's okay. The Lord will take care of us. We know the Lord loves us. He'll watch out for us. Yeah, I know. I just need to go. Okay. And Paul looked at Barnabas and says he's afraid. He's not trusting the Lord. And so, whatever reason, we don't know that. I'm just surmising. But then Barnabas goes back. John Mark goes back home. Well, then apparently John Mark grows a little bit. Now keep in mind, right after the chapter 2, after, guess what happens? Paul gets stoned. But then in chapter 15, Barnabas says, let's go. Paul says, let's go around and preach to the churches again. And Barnabas says, that's great. Let me go get John Mark, my nephew. He's gotten things right, and he's really excited about the things of the Lord. He's gotten that fear out of his heart. I'm going to go get him. He told the Lord he's sorry, and he's told us he's sorry. I'm going to go get him. And Paul says, I don't think that's good. Barnabas says, why not? He said he quit once, he'll quit again. Now, understand, I'm reading in between the lines of Scripture, but the Bible says the contention was so sharp between them that they parted not as friends. So somebody tell me this. What is contention? Do you know what contention is? Do you know what contention is? It's when people are kind of arguing and you're not at peace with each other. There's something hanging in the air. You don't feel right. You kind of ignore each other a little bit. There was contention between them. When they had talked, they'd kind of argue a little bit. And the Bible says it was so sharp between them. It's they weren't kind to each other. These are two of the greatest Christians to ever live. So you know what it tells me? That if we're not careful, we can get crossways of somebody that loves the Lord and not do right. So, if somebody doesn't do something right and they come to you and say, I'm sorry, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Melody? Forgive them. And we go on. We try to go on. We try to help them. We try to strengthen them on. But Paul had the mindset of a soldier. Look, you quit once. We're not going to have you back. He says, I don't want him back. Now, we know that Paul was wrong in the end because later on in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said, send John Mark with you because he's profitable to me for the ministry. So we know Paul didn't treat John Mark right, didn't accept him back like he should have. So the lesson tonight is when somebody makes a mistake, let's always learn to try to forgive them and bring them back if they want that. So let's say your brother, he hits you on the shoulder or he takes your ball glove or he gets you into trouble and he comes up to you and says, I'm really sorry, forgive me. We ought to always forgive him. Now, if your sister does that, you can probably not forgive her for a few days. But no. If your sister does that, you got to forgive her just like that. You got to say, okay, I forgive you. If your sister does it, you got to forgive it. Your brother does it, you got to forgive it. If it's a neighbor comes, you got to forgive it. And you say, okay, and you do your best to help that person get stronger. So remember the story with John Mark tonight. John Mark failed. He quit. But anytime you fail and quit, if you say, Lord, I'm sorry. I want a second chance. I want to do right. And you ask the Lord to help you, he will. And you can make a great difference. Does anybody know who wrote the second book of the New Testament? Malachi? John Mark. So God not only forgave him, he used him to do one of the greatest things spiritually in all of history, to write a portion of the Bible, God's holy word. So we have to learn to forgive, and we have to learn to help people get up and to go forward. So that's the lesson tonight. If someone fails, if you fail, just get up and keep going and say, Lord, I'm sorry. And you have to make it right, but God will always bless you. Now, if you're a friend of somebody's and you get crossways with each other, always learn to forgive. Do you know there's one passage that says there that Paul thought it not good and Barnabas was determined. Neither one of them really listened to each other. They had their minds made up. As friends, we can't do that. Friends share thoughts with each other. They're close to each other. They give to each other. They work with each other. So you know what? Everybody in this room, you ought to be friends with each other. If we're trying to do what's right, you be friends with each other. But you have to learn to be gracious. And Barnabas and Paul weren't gracious to each other, and they parted not as friends. Now, they came back together later, but they parted as non-friends. And so Paul and Silas traveled together, and Barnabas and Mark traveled together. So learn the lesson. Don't determine. This is what I'm going to do no matter what. Always say, Lord willing, this is what I'd like to do. Because then you can seek the Lord's will and he will guide you.